Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Talk Business with Howard, where CEOs, presidents, and business owners go for practical advice and creative solutions to help business flow. And now, here's your host, the voice of business advice, Howard Lewinter.
Hello and welcome to Talk Business with Howard. I am Howard Lewinter and I am always ready to talk business. Are you? There is so much waste in the country. We hear it all the time from politicians. We're going to cut waste in Washington, D.C. We're going to get rid of programs that are not effective. We're going to spend our money effectively. We're going to cut down that deficit. They never do, but they talk about it all the time because the waste is really real. But in business, we aren't in a situation where we have the luxury the government does. We have to live with inside of our budget. And we also have to use our resources in the best possible way to create value for our customers and clients and to create value for the business, for our employees, and to make a profit. There's so many people now that are paying attention to obsolete business ideas. Stop wasting your resources on obsolete business ideas. For instance, McDonald's is closing hundreds of stores. When did McDonald's ever close underperforming stores? Wendy's is getting rid of underperforming stores. Even if you take a look at companies that are so successful like Apple and Microsoft, there are times where they've come out with a product, they put a lot of money into it, and they've just said, this isn't working, and they walk away. But as business people, sometimes we absolutely get enamored with an idea that we had, and we're going to make it work no matter what. Ultimately, there has to be a plan, a vision, to see that whatever we're going to do is profitable. If we have marketing that's not working, what is it producing for us? If it's not producing anything for us, why are we spending the money? If we're in a certain market or selling a certain product and it's just not working, why are we wasting our time? Why are we not spending our time on the productive thing, the productive products? If we have employees that we've coached and coached and coached and we can't get them to be successful and they're a drag on the business, we've got to give them an opportunity to absolutely go find something else to do. And it even applies to us, the CEOs, president, or business owner. You know, are we wasting our time doing things that we shouldn't be doing? You know, maybe we're a nice sizable company, 5 or 10 people, and we're doing our own payroll. Why are we doing our own payroll? It's a waste of time. Why aren't we out selling anything? There's so many great payroll companies that will take care of everything for you. Think about every action that you take, because for every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. If you spend money and the money isn't bringing anything back, all it is, it's going to disappear. We want to be able to spend that money to build the business, to encourage our employees, to benefit our customers, to grow, to be able to be very proud of what we've done because we have done the very best we can to use the resources that we have to create value. And isn't that what it's all about? It's creating value for the people that you work for. It's creating value for the people you work with. It's creating value for yourself. And if you're wasting resources, if you're wasting money, if you're spending money on obsolete business ideas, then what happens is you can't be spending that money on the things that work. You can't be thinking about the next thing that you need to do to become successful. Success is our goal. And there are limited resources, no matter how big your business is or how small your business is. Let's use those resources wisely. Let's admit when we've made a mistake. And let's move on. This is Howard Lewinter, and of course, I always look forward to talking business with you.
Connect with Howard anytime at talkbusinesswithhoward.com. You can also continue the conversation with Howard on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Thank you for listening to Talk Business with Howard.